Episode 1302, The Mission of Love.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. It is Saturday, and that means it's Relationship Builders. Are you ready to go deeper in your marriage? It's the Mission of Love. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, the mission of love is to grow and thrive as a couple in marriage. You are called to greatness as an individual, but more importantly, as a couple. No more floundering around, just going about your daily responsibilities. It's not the completed to-do list or the achievements found in your job. It's not checking the calendar twice and making sure everyone is playing nice. When you are joined together in holy matrimony, you're being confirmed to a higher purpose as husband and wife. The mission of love is a vision gifted to you by God to live out and to empower each other as individuals to carry out greatness as a couple. That is a lot to swallow. As we were on vacation, I was watching all these couples walk the beach, and we would go in town and I would see, you know, families together, and I would look and I'm like, what makes them unique as a couple? What makes that couple stand out? Yes, it could be their tattoos that they had, or their matching shirts, or it could be that they aged well together, or it could be their twins that were so adorably placed in their lives that made them a unit. But there was something more to that, the mission of love. It's a vision gifted to you by God to live out and to empower each other, meaning you empowering your wife, husband, and wife, you empowering your husband to carry out greatness as what? As one, as a couple. This is a sweet spot of your marriage. When you thrive as a couple, you also reap the benefits of thriving individually. It's incredible. Have you ever heard the term like that they're a power team, they're a power couple? That's what you want here in your marriage when it comes to the mission of love. Now, it's much easier to work with oneself, but when two are involved, the dedication, devotion, and determination must be greater than the sum of its parts. You have to work harder and smarter to thrive where God has placed you. Meaning that basically, if you want the easy way out, you're not going to have a thriving marriage, because a strong marriage requires a strong foundation, which means what? More work. Nothing worth having comes easy. It's all work. And it's totally given to us by an example how God gave his only begotten son, placed him here on earth, for him to walk in our footsteps, to understand our feelings, but to go deeper as his relationship with us, which is he wants the one, he wants the unity. That's how he sees holy matrimony. It's one. It's taking two people's lives and making them one. But when we get married, we don't think about this mission of love as to when we come together. Look at Duchess Meghan and Prince Harry. They are now unified as one, as a couple, and they are living out their mission of love together. They're thriving now as a couple. We can learn a lot from people who come together and kind of put their differences aside, but unfortunately, a lot of our marriages are made up of differences, and that's where we focus. That's where we fall. We're focusing all on the failures, the failures. We don't need to be stuck in the falls and the failures. We're good at that, and we're always going to be good in that. But we have to be willing to take it a step further and thrive as a couple, as one, united in holy matrimony. So how do you discover your mission of love? Well, you have to empower to thrive. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Empower to thrive. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And this miles of greatness is a journey that you are on with your spouse. Have you ever heard the term hashtag better together? It goes around every once in a while. It's quite famous, probably on Twitter. And sometimes it's a trending topic. But when you think about it, we are better together. It's a team aspect. So let's break it down what it means to empower to thrive. Number one, who are you as a couple? Most of us think of us ourselves as, okay, well, who am I as a person, as an individual? You know, where do I fit into this world? But have you asked yourself the question, who are you as a couple? Think of yourselves as a team. You're going after the power team. You want to be able to conquer the world. You're better together. Number two, what is your vision as a couple? Now, I got to say, a lot of people do not ever answer this question. And I know probably for my husband and I, for a while when we were first married, the focus was me supporting him in his career. That was a joint decision. And I wouldn't say that was our vision as a couple, but that's where we started. And then what happened? Children came along. And they came a lot earlier than expected. We weren't going to have any children until he was done with school and out there in his career. But we had two by the time he graduated through his doctoral program. Crazy, right? But it is what it is. And so from there, we kind of stumbled in, fell into the whole idea of family. And family became the vision, that unity. And then something happened. Not sure what it was, but there was some messy stuff in there. And we continued to go on, but we weren't thriving. We were just barely surviving. We were just taking care of the to-dos, the responsibilities. We were loading the trucks. We were doing stuff that we thought we should be doing, but we really were not doing them unified. We were messing up. When you sit down and you identify what is your vision as a couple, it changes things. This unifies you all within a movement that complements your strengths and your weaknesses as what? A couple, as one. So what is your vision as a couple? And finally, number three, how do you live this vision out to thrive as a couple? It's a joint venture and you're what? Doing it together. It's better together. And that's what you want to do. What are those steps that you need to take? Well, after we were done fumbling and falling and failures, and we were just kind of in the messiness called life, the tornado hit, and it all started with the statement, I've fallen out of love. And I just kind of felt like the world was falling apart, and I felt like the family was falling apart. Everything that I had strived to achieve as a woman, as a mom, as a wife, was no longer. My relationship broken. My heart in more than a million pieces. I had nothing really to grasp except to grab onto God and say, now what? What's my next step, Lord? And he kept telling me, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. There is hope, but you must trust me. You must follow me. And so I held on and I held on and I held on. God reconciled the marriage. He restored our relationship. And the vision became clearer. It took way over 15 years for us as a couple to see what God was doing. It took many falls. It took a lot of struggles and troubles to get us to where we are today. How do you live this vision out and thrive together as a couple? How do you do it? What is that next step? Because it's the joint venture. When you're walking in the sand, you want to see one set of footprints carrying. You don't need to have two sets or three sets. You want one set, the mission of love. How many set of footprints do you see on the sand in your marriage right now? Are there two sets? Maybe there's four, five, or six sets, depending upon how many children you have. You want to have one set. It's togetherness. It's building each other up as one. What does that look like for you and where you're going and where you're headed, the journey? Maybe you want some help with this. Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a free complimentary coaching call for you. No strings attached. And guess what? You and your spouse, both of you, can be on that call together. If you're like, gosh, that would be incredible. It would be incredible. So I invite you to take advantage of that. All you have to do is click on the link, take AIM in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. I cannot wait to hear from you. Empower each other to thrive. You're building a strong foundation in your marriage. The mission of love is on the move. Are you ready to accept the mission? I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.